Peter, welcome to the Minisode.
Hi.
Hey, I didn't get to ask you in the full length episode, our interview, when did you realize that most people were unable to realize their full potential, that they were being held back by their own limiting beliefs? You know, you said you had your aha at 29 years old. When did you realize, oh my gosh, I'm not the only one that was living in a way that wasn't serving me or helping me reach my potential?
At precisely the same point. Because I got to see a new world. And from that different perspective, I recognized that for the most part, pretty much every other human being was living in my, at that moment, previous form of constraint and suffering. And when you're in a state of survival based on these limiting thoughts of inadequacy, insecurity, or scarcity, then you can't access potential. You can't be healthy. You can't access abundance. You can't have the life that you want because you're too busy trying to survive the constraints of your own subconscious.
Wow. And then when did you start building this business to help other people find the freedom that you've found?
At the very same point. Yeah, I literally stepped into a completely different paradigm. And so when I realized the world of freedom, of love, of pure power and self-worth that was already inherent, it was just a natural extension for me to want to bring that to other people.
Yeah. Now, we ended the show with your saying that we need to give ourselves the grace and kind of forgive ourselves for some of the choices we've made. Any tips on how to go about that?
Well, how would you forgive a friend if they had done something that they were feeling guilty about?
Oh, I'd embrace them.
Yeah. So that word embrace can look, you know, different ways. With a friend, it might be an actual hug. But more than anything, I'd say there's a profound form of love and acceptance. It's like allowing them to be who they are and everything they've done and everything they haven't done. That to me is, you know, sort of a pretty close description of love. So really the how is to learn to love oneself for your humanity, your flaws and all, and realize you've been doing the best you can at every stage of your life. Again, that doesn't condone behavior, whether it was by you or to you, but nonetheless, it's what happened. And, you know, the old expression of crying over spilt milk never really got anyone anywhere. So forgiveness is the access to being back where we are in the present moment and allowing for our history to be what it is, which is our history.
I've followed some psychologists' work and they say, you can thank your past self. Like for me as a child, you know, trying to get my parents' approval because that was exactly what I needed to do at that time.
Right.
Because in my household, there was benign neglect, if you want to even call it benign. But yeah. So what was I doing? I was doing exactly what I needed to do. So good. That served me at that time. But I don't need to keep going in that direction because I'm aware now of how it won't serve me today.
Correct. Yeah. And most people are continually defined by their history or the version of themselves that got stimulated by external events, which is really, again, going back to what I was saying, the constraints that they arrive with. And so people are, you know, the proverbial leading life by looking in the rearview mirror.
I want to start looking forward in freedom. Well, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for these extra minutes. And we're really grateful for you, Peter.
You're welcome. Thank you.